It's easy to get stuck in people-pleasing, especially when you don't know the different be and do ways of thinking that can keep you from getting stuck. Learn these different ways of thinking and how to make the choices that will help you feel like you can always be who you were meant to be and do what you were meant to do. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast.
Go out and be the person you were meant to be, and then go deep, oh, do the things that you were meant to do. It's up to you what you will be and do, and it's in everything you be and do that makes you you.
Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. Today's podcast is all about learning how you can change your thinking to help you set good boundaries and never lose yourself as you're dealing with other people's expectations and trying not to get stuck in what's called people-pleasing. This is number 30 on the podcast where I share different ways of thinking that help people to better be who they were meant to be and do what they were meant to do. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is a spectrum between two different and opposite ways of thinking, be thinking and do thinking. These two different ways of thinking can help you resolve any problem, situation, relationship trouble, or struggle you may be going through and help you feel more happy and confident no matter what life throws at you. You can always control how you want to think, and being aware of how to focus your mind and choose how you're going to think can really make a difference. Before I get too far in the podcast, let me give you my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist. I learned these different ways of thinking by trying to understand and love my now ex-husband. I was praying for ways to improve my marriage and love my very opposite thinking husband. And though I wasn't able to save my marriage, I learned this spectrum and it has blessed my life so much. I'm grateful for what I've learned and I think it could help everyone in their lives and relationships. But please check with a licensed therapist, doctor, or credentialed professional before you make any life-changing decisions. So with that out of the way, let's get started. First of all, let's talk about people-pleasing and what it is. Generally, people-pleasing refers to when someone is doing something mostly because of someone else. They want their approval, their acceptance. It often comes with a sacrifice of your well-being. They have a hard time saying no. They lose themselves trying to avoid conflict or fearing that if they don't do what other people want them to do, that they're going to be upset, that the other person will be upset. And they have a hard time saying no and sometimes give up their own personal boundaries to do things that are probably not the best for them. It's easy to get stuck in, and I definitely got stuck in my marriage with some of that people-pleasing, doing things that I didn't really want to be doing and probably wasn't the best thing for me, but doing it also because I didn't want my husband to be upset with me, and a little bit of confusion of what was showing love and what wasn't healthy. Because at the time, I didn't know about the be-do concept. And I know that I could have set boundaries for myself in how I wanted to be and what I wanted to do. So I hope this podcast will be helpful to you. Now, it can be really confusing to know the difference between what is healthy pleasing, where we're showing love and doing things that others want us to do because we're choosing to, and it's what we want to do in order to show love, and the unhealthy pattern of people pleasing that isn't healthy and it's not good for them or for you. So let's talk about that for a minute. After I got divorced, I had an opportunity to be mentored by a friend who was looking to become a life coach. He'd been a relationship coach for a while and was interested in changing to a life coach. And so he needed people to coach. And I was looking into being a relationship coach. So I thought that would be a great win-win to learn from him at the same time he could coach me. And I actually did learn a lot from him until we got into the topic of people-pleasing. And then things got a little weird. And I realized it was because this coach thought in the different way. He thought in more of a B way than I did. And so we were thinking differently about what people pleasing was. And I think this will be really helpful to you. Because when we started talking about some of the things that were going on with my kids, he thought that I was people pleasing and I thought that I was showing love. Because when you understand the different ways of thinking, then you're going to have a new perspective and a new way of looking at things that can help you in setting boundaries, but also being able to see when it is something good and maybe you're not doing anything wrong at all. I've learned that a lot of times well-meaning people, and this can be therapists or friends, neighbors, or even family members, can tell you that you're people-pleasing when that may not always be true. And it's easier when you understand the way they think. So I want to make sure you know the differences, at least as far as I believe. And so you won't get stuck in thinking that you're doing something harmful when maybe you're doing something that's just fine. And thinking of it as pleasing isn't going to be helpful to you. I think in our world today, people are afraid sometimes to do things that do please people. And that doesn't mean it's always bad. A lot of times it's just kindness and we're showing love and it builds relationships. So thinking that it's a bad thing isn't always helpful. So I want to be able to share some of those differences. So as a reminder, be thinking is focusing on who you are and how you're trying to be. And do thinking is focusing on what you do and what you need to do to get the results you want. They're both powerful ways of thinking, and not everyone thinks in just one way or the other. It's a spectrum. So you might be somewhere in the middle and think in some of both of these ways. But learning the opposite sides can really help you in getting unstuck and also understanding people that think in one of these ways or the other. And that's why it's so important to learn both sides. So let's talk about the be thinking side first. Be thinkers show love by accepting people for who they are and how they want to be. It really has nothing to do with any particular things that a person does, but it's all about how you're going to be around other people. So sometimes in efforts to show love, be thinkers will do whatever is asked of them because they're just trying to be loving. And they don't always think about how those individual actions or what people are asking them to do can be affecting them. Now, most of the time, be thinkers are really great at setting boundaries about how they want to be, making sure they don't lose themselves in other people's expectations because they know who they are and they're not afraid to tell other people, nope, this is how I am. I'm not going to change in that way. And this boundary is really powerful and it can help you get, if you're feeling stuck in people pleasing, to recognize who you are and not let other people change you. My husband was really good at that, and he didn't get stuck in those kinds of ways with pleasing because knowing who you are and not letting other people change you is a really great way to get out of pleasing. It can sometimes seem mean, but we also don't want to get stuck in toxic behaviors. So if you're feeling stuck, a great question to ask yourself is, are you being who you want to be? It can really help you figure out who you are and what you're willing to do and what you're willing to be. Now, on the do side, who you are has more to do with the things you're doing and less about who you are, but it works kind of the same way. I remember in my marriage, my husband wished that I was more like his mom. He wished I would be more like her. And his mother is an amazing woman. I love her. She's a great example to me and someone I do want to emulate more. She's really great with serving and thinking about others. She's also a great cook and keeps an immaculate house. And I think that my husband just wished that I was more like her. He wished the house was cleaner. He wished that I would make nicer meals. And as much as I wanted to please him, I did want him to be happy. I tried for a period of time to be more like his mom. But as a do thinker, it was crossing a line in who I was. And for do thinkers, who you are is made up of all the things you do. And so I started to realize that if I was going to be more like her, then that was going to mean changing so many of the things that I did. It would literally change who I was. I loved to do music in my free time. I loved making music videos, and I was working on a website and a program at the same time. So in order to be like his mother, it was going to require that I give up a lot of those things I was doing to instead focus on cleaning, meal prep, and things that I really didn't enjoy. And I didn't think of those things as who I was. I could do it for a short time or like for a special occasion, but to just be that way as part of my personality and doing it all the time, it would change my heart and I would not be happy. And as a do thinker, that's a really great boundary that I have. If it's going to change who I am, then I can't do it. I wanted to please him, but I just couldn't change that about me. So recognizing who you are and how you want to be can help you to not get stuck in some of those people-pleasing behaviors. Now, I did cross some boundaries where I didn't really know who I was. And that's one of the weaknesses sometimes of the do way of thinking, because besides music and some of those things that I was doing, I didn't really know some of those core values and the things that would lead me. And so I was doing things that really didn't fit with who I was because I just didn't know about them at the time. And being more aware of who you are and how you want to be can help you in making those choices, because you get to choose who you are and how you want to be. You can ask yourself, am I being who I want to be? If you're not, then you get to figure out what needs to change. Yes, there are going to be people that might be upset if you say no or aren't being that person that they'd like you to be, but that's not something they get to control. You get to choose how you're going to be and what you're going to choose to do. And this is part of the great gift of agency, that we do get to choose those things. And so it's really important to not blame other people for who we are and how we want to be or for what we do. And recognizing, am I being that person? That can be really helpful. The other thing that's really important in not getting stuck in people pleasing is making sure that you have good boundaries for what you're willing to do and making sure that you're giving yourself the self-care and attention that you need. For me as a do thinker, that is a little bit more of a strength for me, because at the heart of do thinking is doing things that make you and other people happy. It can look a lot like pleasing, but it's different. And the reason why it's different is because it's also making you happy. And it's showing love. That's how do thinkers show love. They do things for other people that they know is making them happy. And when they do things for them that make them happy, it also makes them feel happy too. Now, it doesn't work if it doesn't actually make them happy. If they just expect more and it's not making you happy to make them happy, then that could be people pleasing. And that's where you need to maybe change some of the things that you're doing. But if you're choosing to do something for someone else and it's because you want to make them happy and it's making them happy and that makes you happy, I just consider that a win-win. And it's not something controlling. It's not something bad. And I don't think it's something that you need to be afraid of. I love doing things for my kids that make them happy. You know, if they want something specific for a birthday or for Christmas, I'm not going to pick something that isn't going to make them happy, because to me that doesn't seem very loving. I'm going to do the things that I know will make them happy. It makes me happy to know that it's making them happy. I think that's something that good relationships are built on, is doing things that make each other happy. It can help us feel loved and it can improve our relationships. Sometimes with a lot of the B thinkers, they're so worried that people are trying to control them or making them do something that is only motivated by something they want them to do. That can be really hard for them. But when you get out of that be thinking mindset and just start thinking about do thinking, meaning what is it I'm doing And is it making me happy? And is it also making other people happy? It doesn't always have to make other people happy, but there's usually ways to come up with a win-win scenario. And so that's really important. B thinkers don't always have the boundary. Like I mentioned at the beginning, they sometimes get stuck because they're just trying to be a good person and helping people and not really thinking about the behaviors and actions of what they're actually doing. And it can be hard to say no when they've already said yes. And so they can feel really exhausted. But do thinkers just evaluate each action and each behavior? And you can do that too. When people make requests, you can ask yourself, is this something that I want to do? Is this going to make me happy? Is this something I'm willing to do? If it's not, then it's up to you to make that choice to not do those things. And if people are upset, you know what? It's okay because you've got to make the best choices that are going to work for you as well. And it's okay if you've gotten stuck in doing something that doesn't make you happy to change your mind. You know, it's okay to say, I love you, I care about you, and I wanted to help in this way, but I'm feeling overwhelmed and I need to take a step back. I still care about you, but I also need to take care of me. And I know this can be really challenging sometimes for B thinkers because it can come across as selfishness and only caring about themselves. But if you're thinking in that do thinking way, then you know that you have to take care of yourself first. If you're not doing the things that make you happy, then you won't have anything left to give other people. That's why it's important that it's a win-win for both people. And it's not selfishness to take care of yourself so that you actually have more to give other people. It's a gift that keeps on giving. And the most important thing is that most people won't be upset if you're saying, you know what, this is too much and I care about you. A lot of people just think you're doing what you're doing because you want to, and they don't realize that it's too much. And so when you're able to say, you know, this is just too much, I'm not happy, then if you're kind and you care about the person, then of course you don't want other people to feel that way. And so most people are going to be okay. And if they're not, then that's something you can work out. But really, you need to focus on yourself first. I know I sometimes have to do things that I don't always want to do, but it's out of love. And this is kind of an important part of the concept, to be able to tell the difference between kindness and people pleasing. Thinking about, like, when I was a young mom and changing dirty diapers or dealing with kids that were burping up or doing some of those unpleasant mother things, I didn't always want to do those things. But I was also choosing to do those things because I cared about my kids and I wanted them to be happy. But it also made me happy knowing that I was taking care of them and that I was trying to be the best mom I could be for them. So sometimes we do choose to do things that we wouldn't otherwise choose to do. And it might also be the same thing for B thinking, because you may choose to be a certain way that you're not used to, that feels uncomfortable for you, but it's going to stretch you. And it's going to help you to become an even better person. And sometimes when we can see that bigger picture, then it's going to help you to be and do in ways that are still loving to you, but are also loving to the people around you. And that's really what you want, is to please, but it has to please both you and to them. And if you ever have a hard time with that, oh my goodness, pray. God knows who you have the potential to be and who you have the potential and what you have the potential to do. And he's there. He wants to help you. And he's just waiting for us to ask for that help. And he will give us that help we need. And often when it's about being and doing, that's when you see the miracles happen. So that's kind of fun and exciting when you start to see his hand in those things. I hope this has been helpful to you and that it also helps you see the other side sometimes, because sometimes we'll look at other people and think, oh my goodness, you know, they're stuck in pleasing, when maybe they're not. And maybe they're choosing to do things that are showing love or that they know are helping them to grow. Or maybe it's just something that they're feeling prompted, that they're supposed to do and supposed to be. And it may not be a bad thing for them. So that's important, that we're not getting in the way of them growing. Sometimes we say things like, oh, you're stuck in pleasing, you know, and it kind of messes with our brain because we're thinking, oh, am I? Is this a bad thing I'm doing? And we need to be more confident in the things that we're doing and the way we're being. Life is hard, and it's not always a clear decision of what we should do or how we need to be. But those are great questions to ask. Am I being who I feel meant to be? And am I doing what I feel I'm meant to do? These questions aren't meant to lead us to shame, but to help us get unstuck and to move forward in ways that lead to a feeling of peace and freedom. If you would love any help to be able to be or do, it's something I love to help people with. You're welcome to schedule a free discovery call with me, and I can help you to steer your way into finding those ways that will help you to feel free and to feel like you're being and doing who you were meant to be and do. You can find that information on my website at lindykerby.com, and that's LindyKerby. And I'd also love to answer any questions you might have, and I can address them in future podcasts. These different ways of thinking are just so powerful, and I really want to share them with just as many people as I can. So thank you for listening, and I'll chat with you again next week here on the Be Do Concept Podcast.
It's up to Y-O-U what you will be and do, and it's in everything.